The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Marat Zekenatiya Fabatsala, Neshmat Avraham Ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Terachem Began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on daf Vav, Amud Rishon, and we are starting right in the middle of the daf, starting with the Ba'eh. Ba'er Bizera. Oh, now we start the sugya of Takfa. Takfa Echad Befanenu Mahu. Okay, go back to the case of the Mishnah. What happened? Two guys walk at the betting, they're both holding on to the talit. Right? Zeomer Kulasheli, Zeomer Kulasheli. In the middle of the betting, one guy grabs it out of his friend's hand. Now he's on the whole talit. What's the deen? No, oh yeah, what's the deen? The betting saw it. They saw what the guy just did. You have a shayla? Why should that change if the guy's a bully and pulled it out of his friend's hand in front of the dayarim? So the Gemara was the Bizarre's question. Takfa echad mefanenu mahu. What's the case? In the shatik, oduye odule. What was the other guy's reaction? If he kept quiet, his reticence is a siman of admission. Therefore, let him keep it. The ideka savah, and if he's screaming, hey, Rabbi, look what the guy just did. What do you want the guy to do? Which means he screamed, therefore it goes back to splitting it to him. The guy's a bully. The other guy cannot do more than screaming. He screamed. What do you want from the guy? Lo tzericha deshatik meikara v'adar savach. The case is a third option that we didn't think of. He kept quiet and then he started screaming. How do you interpret that? Why? My midi ishtik odie odule. Do you say once he kept quiet, that's automatically an admission that it's not his? Odilma kevan dekas savach. This is bottom line at the end. He started screaming. Hashta iglay milta. Now it's revealed retroactively. The haide shatik mikara. The reason why he kept quiet. Savar hakahazel rabbanan. The rabbi, see what's going on. What do I got to scream for? I don't got to scream. Open my mouth. I'm in front of the betting. The rabbis have eyes. So that's really the Gemara's question. Takfa in front of betting. In the case of shatak v'harkach savach. Do you say shtika koda'a? And if he relinquished his rights to the talit, would you say no? Shatak, because the rabbis are watching it, and then he screamed after. But don't interpret his delayed scream as a hoda'a. He was relying on the rabbis that were witnessing it. That's his Gemara's question. Amar Rav Nachman, Tashema, v'medvarim avonim sheshnem adukim ba. When do you say that you split the talit? When they're both adukba, they're both holding on to the talit. In the beti, yeah, they both come at the beti holding on to the talit. Aval, aita talit yotza, or yotzet, mitachad yado shel echad mehem. But let's say the talit is what? In one of the guy's hands. Then the deen is, hamotzi mechavero ala varaya. It's obvious. One guy comes to the beti talit, he's holding the talit in his hand, and the other guy says, hey, that's mine. Jump in the lake. I'm holding the talit. Possession is the law. And therefore, what? Now this is too pashut that I need a braita to tell me that if a guy is holding the whole talit, then the burden of proof is on the other guy. So the Gemara says, if it's literally like we just explained it, where a guy's holding on the whole talit, the deen is the other guy has to bring a proof that it's his. Amotzi b'chavero, pshita. Ela shetagva echad befanenu. Oh, you know what the case must be? Where the guy came into betin, and they were both holding it, and one guy grabbed it out of his friend's hand, and in that case, what's the Mishnah saying? I will say it was because of shatak v'alkach savach, and still we say what? Once the guy's holding it in his hand, and he kept quiet immediately, so we have a ra'aya from a braita, that once the guy grabs it, it's his. Gemara says, no, that's not the case. And the case is talking about kegon the atu the kamat kintafisula tarvayu. What happened? They came to betin when they were holding it together. So what? ואמרינו נהו, זידו פנוגו, סורבטים וספוסק, אוקיי, זה אומר כל השני, זה אומר כל השני, split it. So they split it. But what happened? ונפקו, they left the betting, והדר עתו כי תפיס לאחד מיניו. Also, one guy comes back holding the whole talit. What do you mean? We just ruled over here 50-50. One guy's holding the whole talit, and he comes back to Bet Din. Hi, Amar, Uduye Uduli. The guy's holding the whole talit and says, listen, when we left Bet Din, the guy admitted, really, that he was lying. So it's mine. He admitted to me. Hi, Amar, Bideme Agarti Nihale. And he comes on and says, nah, the reason why he's holding it, I rented my chalik to him. But really, it's mine. So what do we say? Now the burden of proof, if he's holding it now, the burden of proof is on you. Because your claim is not a good claim. Why? Because we tell the guy, yeah. 5 minutes ago, you were calling this guy a thief in the Beit Din. Now you go and rent him a talit without witnesses. Your claim doesn't make any sense. Understand? He's coming into Beit Din and saying, Rabbis, I'll tell you why he's holding the whole talit. I rented him my half. Did you have witnesses? No, I trusted him. 5 minutes ago, you called the guy a thief. Now you're going to go trust him and rent him an item without the witnesses? The burden of proof is on you. Or I can explain the case literally. Mamash, one guy walks in the Beit Din, he's holding the whole talit. So we say, Hamusim Haveru Alav Araya. Pshita. Kedektari. The atu the kamaki tafis le had mina. Guy walked in the Beit Din when he was holding it. The idach misrach baseruche. What's misrach baseruche? He's tugging at it. Like he's trying to. Like he's trailing the guy when he comes into Beit Din. Hey, that's mine. The misrach seruche is like they're trying to tug away at him. He's not really holding it. So what's the question? Vafidu lesumchus. The amad mamona mutad besafek. Holkin belo shivua. But this sumchus the sircha lav klumu. Even sumchus that we learned the masechet Baba Kama. What was sumchus's case in Baba Kama? Shor shenagah atapara, and you found the obra besida. So we don't know if when did it give birth? Did it give birth as a result of the goring, and therefore the gore is hayab, or was it gave birth before? So what does sumchus say? Mamona mutad besafek holkin. Even sumchus that buys into the mamona mutad besafek holkin. In this case, over here, said that's nothing. A guy running into Beit Din, trying to go like this, grab it, that's nothing. If they're both holding it, in a chenameh. But the guy that's walking into Beit Din, he's holding it. But somebody else is coming, it's mine. So Mesek Sanuk, even Sumko is going to tell you. So the Hadush is, Hamotzim HaHaveru Alav Araya, even according to Sumko, even when the guy is Mesek Sanuk. Okay, so now the Gemara goes to another question. Which is according to Sukkos, that's not mutal besafek. That's no safek. Good. Now we go to the next question. The imtir selomar takfa echad befanenu motziin otam yado. If you want to say takfa in front of us, in case we're shatak v'arkach sabah. If you want to say, we have two sides of the question. One side of the question is. Nothing. Beit Din saw the whole thing. Go back to 50-50. If you're going to say that, Higdisha in a Mikudeshet. Let me give you an introduction. Higdesh, to make something Higdesh. Higdesh is like Takfa. We have a rule by Higdesh. Amirato legavoa, kemisirato lehidyot. How do I make a kinyan? I'm a hidyot. How do I make a kinyan? Misira. I have to transfer the item over. What works by hidyot, by hekdesh, all you have to do is make a amira. When I say harezi hekdesh, what I mean is the item is transferred from my possession to Hashem. Amirato legavawa kimisirato lehidyot. Okay? So, there's two ways to be takfa, by the way. I could either be takfa biyadayim, or I could say harezu hekdesh. And that's also like takfa. Right? In Hikdesh, you don't need to actually grab the item. I can say Hikdesh, and that's like takfa, when I mean tokef it for the shamayim, through my words. Oh, Now, if you come along and say takfa is nothing, meaning in front of Bedin, we both come in holding the talit, in front of Bedin, I grab it. And the guy kept quiet, and the guy opened his mouth. So I said, oh, the guy kept quiet because the Beit was watching, therefore give it back. So just like I can be tokif, I would not be able to make it hikdish. We walk into the Beit like this, and then I come along and say, harekul talit hikdish. You have no right to make hikdish on the other guy's item. Okay? That's for sure. However, intim silum atakfa achad befanenu, en motzino tamiyado, הקדישה בלא תקפה מהו, כיוון דאמר מור אמירתו לגבו כמסירתו לידיעות דמה, כיוון דתקפה דמה, עוד אלמה השתמיע הלא תקפה, וכתיב דאיש כי יקדיש את ביתו קודש, מה ביתו ברשותו, אף כל ברשותו, לפוקי היי דלא ברשותו. The side of the question is like this. On the side that you say, if I'm תוקף, I keep it. Right, that was one side of the question. So what if I wasn't tokef? We're holding it now, 50-50. And I come along and say, Hikdish! Well, if you say if I was tokef, I get to keep it. And we know that by Hikdish, Amira is like a Misira. So I say, just like I could be tokef it and keep it, so I'd be able to make it Hikdish. And also, now it belongs to Hikdish. Hikdish is like a takfa. Or do I say now? Takfa is different. Takfa, it's in my possession now. To make something hikdesh, it has to be like your house. Ma beto birshuto, av ze birshuto, and this is being held by somebody else. So therefore, could be just because takfa will work, but hikdesh will not. That's the Gemara's question. So Gemara says, I'll bring you proof. Tashema. Oh, famous story. Dahum Mesuta. What's a Mesuta? Beth house. Dahum Minsu Ala Betre. Two partners were fighting over it, or two people were fighting over it. Hai Amar Didihu. Hai Amar Didihu. Each guy comes along and says, the Beth house is mine. The Beth house is mine. Kam Had Minayu Akdesha. One of the guys, you know what? I'm making an Akdesha. So all the rabbis stopped going to the Beth house. Because if it's a Hikdesh, they don't want to benefit from Hikdesh. So Rav Hoshaya tells Rabba, when you're going to go to Rav Chazda in Capri, ask him this question. Ask him what's the story with this Beth house. So when he got the surah, on the way to surah, who got the surah? Kishia over derech surah lelichti. On the way to surah,
he stopped by surah.
Amar le Rabbi Menorah. So Rabbi Menorah told him, Matnitini. He said, what do you want? It's a beferush mishnah. What's the mishnah? He asked him, rabbis, we had a case with a bet house. These guys claiming it's his. One guy came along and said, Hikdesh. Should we stop going to the Beth house? Is it really Hekdesh? No, it's Befirush Mishnah. Okay, what's the law of Bechor? You know the law of Bechor? Bechor Behema Teora belongs to who? The Kohen. Bechor Behema Temea, like a Peter Hamor, Tevde Bese, and the Se goes to the Kohen. Okay? That's the Din of Bechor. So the Din is like this. Safek Bechorot. You have a sefek. You don't know if the item is a bechor or not. Could be there was a miscarriage before. You don't know what the status of the birth before it was. Was it just an empty air sac? You're not sure if this baby that was born, the animal, you don't know if it really is a bechor or not. So the Kohen's claim on it is sefek. Ehad bechor Adam. Whether it's bechor Adam. So the sefek, whether the Kohen has a claim on the 5 coins to make a pigeon. Ehad bechor behema. Or bechor behema ben tehorim ben tmeim. Whether it's bechor behema teora, that the kohen has a claim on the animal, or tmea meaning a peter hamor, where the kohen has a claim on the sheep. Hamotzim chavero alav araya. Kohen, you want to take this animal from me? The burden of proof is on you. Hamotzim chavero alav araya. Dashi. Hamotzim chavero. kasa kadadach im beyad Yisrael hen havi kohen motzi mechaveru alav araya v'im takfa kohen. Oh, but if the kohen was tokef v'shatik Yisrael v'adar savach havi Yisrael motzi mechaveru. We're learning the case like this. Whoever's holding the animal at the time, the other guy's motzi mechaveru alav araya. If the Yisrael still has it, kohen, you want to take money out of me? You got to bring a proof. But let's say takfa kohen. The Kohen went and grabbed the animal. Oh, and the guy kept quiet, and then he started screaming, exactly like our story. Now the burden of proof is on who? On the Israel. Basically, whoever's holding it, the burden is on the other guy. Now, Vetani Allah, one more point. We learned regarding this Bechor, Asurim Bigizau Ba'abodah. Nobody is allowed to use the shearings, nor are you allowed to work it. It seems that you have Kiddushat Bechor. On the side it's Kiddushat Bechor, you cannot use the shearings, nor can you use the animal. If it's Kodesh, if it really is Kodesh, the shearings are Asud, and you cannot use it for work. Now we begin the question. Ve'ahacha de'amad takfo kohen en motzi'in oto miyado. Right? The case is takfo kohen. The kohen grabbed it, you leave it in his hands. Diktani amotzi mechaveru alav araya. V'chi lo takfo. Now let's say he wasn't tokef. It's still in the hand of Yisrael. Correct? But still what? Asurim b'gizah u'bavoda. Meaning, the Gemara is assuming over here, what makes it asur? The fact that it's mamon kohen. Once already it's mamon kohen, that already puts the isur on the item. You're telling me that what? The Israel's holding it. So what did I say about the Kohen? But the shearings and the work of it is still asud. That's mazur. The Kohen could be magdish something even when it's somebody else's hands. So similarly over here, legabe the bathhouse. The guy over here, he says it's my bathhouse. He says it's my bathhouse. Right? So comes along the guy and comes and says what? Hikdash. It's me Hikdash. Because the item does not have to be in his hands at the time, which means since it's destined to be in his hands, just like this guy over here, the Kohen, it's not in my hands now, but I'll get it out of his hands eventually, just like the Hikdash can work over there, so the Hikdash should work in the bathhouse. The guy's going to claim it eventually, so the Hikdash could work. Look at that sheep, please. Look at Vichy Lot Tokfo. V'chi lo tokfo hamur kovach hekdesh nosam b'gizah v'avodah. Shema bina. Tumsema tokfo en motzin oto miyado k'dishe b'nishe. Let me say better. If the Kohen would tokef, would he be able to keep it? Yes. So we're seeing that in a case where if you would tokef, you could keep it. Even before you would tokef, you can make an hekdesh. Because we're saying even when it's the hand of the Israel, the Kohen is able to makdish it and it's going to be asur for gizah. Similarly, if you're going to say in the case of the story that we had above, where the talet, even the talet case, where the guy grabbed the talet, if you're going to say tokfo, the guy is tokef, if you're going to say tokfo, he keeps it, so then even before he's tokef, he should be able to make it hekdesh. And from here you see what? Once already you have tikifa powers, you have powers to make an ignish even before the tikifa. Similarly, by the case of the bathhouse, they want to say the same thing. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? There's a major difference between kiddushat bechor. Yeah. Why? So the Gemara says, Amale Rava, kiddushat bechor kamart. Le'olam emadak dokvo kohen, mutzin oto miyado. ואפילו אחי אסורים בגזרה ועבודה, דקידושה באה מאליה, שאני... דקידושה ובכור is different. דקידושה ובכור comes by itself. It's got nothing to do whose possession it's in. You need to bring me a proof where the guy's putting the hekdesh on. So you want to bring me an ayah. Oh, you see, if the Israel's holding it. But since the Kohen, we took if he could keep it, so therefore he can make a hekdesh. Nothing to do with it. Well, I tell you, even if he was took if, he'd have to give it back. Yeah. Even, let's say, But still, the reason why the items like this, because it's a safek mechor. If it's a mechor, your kedusha comes me'elav. You don't need the kohen to. It's an automatic. So we have no ra'aya to a case where a guy has to make a hekdesh. Look at Rashi, we'll conclude. Oh, le'olam emalach kabeh bechor. Da'afilu takfah kohen motzino tomiyado. Even if the kohen grabbed it, even if you're going to say that tikifah is nothing, he's got to give it back. Mistama be'alzka Yisrael en ulam kohen karuim motzim ha'avro. Even if you always tell me the kohen has to bring the proof, the Tamad Gizavodah, the Kedusha, have the Kedusha taking place by itself. Shani, Shim Bechoru, Melav Kadosh, if it's a Bechor, it's Kadosh, but by the bathhouse. The end kedusha by ela al piv shelze. You gotta actually consecrate it. Emalak dafilu tefsilu mat takfa en motziim. Even if you want to say takfa, he'll be able to keep it. You have no ra'aya that before takfa will be able to make it hegdesh. By the bechora case before tekifa, the reason why it's kadosh is not because the kohen made it hegdesh. It's because it was kadosh me'elea. By the masuta, you need to prove me that before he's tokef, he's able to verbally make something that was not English. That you know what I am from. Kedushat Mechor. Amen.